Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Wednesday, Mick Karen Farm Talk caught up with the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring. They first talked about this year's North Dakota legislative session.
I guess, was the highlight the tiling bill, or were there other things which, in your opinion, are a little higher profile?
There's things that maybe went largely unnoticed, but have a very large impact on people's lives that are out and about in the countryside, whether you're talking about farmers, ranchers, maybe you're talking about energy development, maybe you're talking about infrastructure, but the mitigation bill, that actually is going to help a lot of producers when it comes to mitigating projects on their land. There was money put into that. That will be able to hire some economists, scientists, biologists, soil and range scientists to really help evaluate some of these projects so that we are minimizing the impact to agriculture producers. That's one of them. There was some bills in there to help some of the grazing associations that exist on Forest Service or grasslands, and that's going to go a long ways and really help them develop some water and cross-fencing, because there's just no resources available for them. Federal resources are restricted, and when you look at NRCS and some of the EQIP and other programs, they aren't applicable on federal lands or lands that aren't owned by the producer. So that's going to be a good one. Man, there was a lot. There's the bioscience bill that's certainly going to help agriculture, help the medical industry, health and humans, put it that way. And because we all need to eat, we all need a little bit of medical care. That's a good program that the legislature funded. Probably too many to actually mention.
Yeah.
But good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, and we had a legislature that was generally farm-friendly, so pretty good. The other, I guess, one that I want to get your opinion on is another issue for behind the barbed wire fence, the posting bill, as all farmers can now post their land, and land is considered, well, basically, don't trespass on land just because it's hunting season.
Yes. That posted bill, I know some wanted to see it go a little bit further. I was in the interim committee that helped work on that, and although there was some frustrations at times, I believe we got to a better place in the end. And now you can look at electronic posting, and it is applicable, it's lawful, and hopefully we can start to provide some more tools to everyone out there that wants to access land and understand, can they be there or can't they, or if it just means a call and that'll take care of it. And I will tell you, Mick, that in most cases, farmers and ranchers, landowners just tell me they don't care if people hunt, but they want to be asked. They want to know who's there. Mm-hmm. That people shouldn't just make an assumption because it's not posted or because someone tore a sign down that they can just go on there. That bothers them, and probably rightfully so. It's a private property right, and it's an issue.
Yeah. And so now that's the way it is, just like 49 other states.
Yep. Other 49 other states, though, operate with it is posted unless otherwise stated.
Right.
We're still operating under you have to post it to let people know that they can't be on there, whether it's electronic or whether you go out there and physically sign the property. So we are still different in that respect.
This is Inside Agriculture.